And don't you know someone like that? You say, gosh, how do you see this stuff?
All right, ladies and gentlemen, it is here, the Senior Coach Challenge kickoff Zoom. It is May 1st. I am Dan Valentine. It's good to meet all you guys. My lovely wife, Megan Valentine, we're going to be helping host this week. Looking forward to introducing everybody to a lot of incredible people and leaders and coaches in OptaVia. Let me get rid of this screen here. There we go. Now you can see us much bigger. But welcome. This is the kickoff. I understand a lot of people had to work during the day. So if you're catching the recording, we welcome you as well. We're hopefully we got this recording to you. Well, we did if you're watching it. So anyway, we've been planning this and getting ready for this for many months now, and we are extremely excited about what's to come over the next 31 days. And the reason why is we've been doing this about 9.5 years, and we know what's possible in 31 days. We've seen it happen, yeah. And we're going to try to equip you and inspire you and help you get past obstacles and learn the skill sets, mindsets. The skill sets and mindsets to be able to get into action. That's what this whole 31 days is going to be out. And we're going to tell you exactly what the Senior Coach Challenge is in just a second, but we've asked our mentors, incredible leaders, some of the top leaders in the entire company, to come on and give you an official welcome. Doug and Tia Wood, say hello.
Good morning. Welcome to this amazing family. You are right on time. You're not running out of time. And we are just so excited to partner with you to help bring your dreams into reality. I don't know about you, but when I started on this journey 14 years ago, I had a big need. I kept pushing it away. My coach kept asking and inviting me to coach. And I kept saying, I didn't feel like I was capable. But when I had a need, when Doug told me that we couldn't send our daughter to this private little Christian preschool up the street and it was $400, I was like, I had a fire under my bum. And that was the catalyst to me saying yes to coaching. I don't know what was the catalyst to you saying yes to coaching. Maybe it was your mom. Maybe it was your sister that said, I'm not going to do this program unless you coach me. And so we're going to believe for you until you can believe for yourself of what's possible. When I started on this journey, I only wanted to support 5 people because that's what I needed at the time. I just needed to create $400 a month in income so I could send my daughter to this little preschool. So you are part of a collective of hope dealers. We're the real deal. We're going to keep it real around here. But more than that, I believe that we're a collective that believes that breakthrough is possible and that we really can be the change that the world needs desperately right now.
You are in the right Zoom room and you are a part of the right family. I just, you know, I've been a coach for 14 years with OptaVia, and I don't know, how did you get into OptaVia? Maybe drop in the chat how long you've been a coach. I know there's people on here that literally bought their kit this morning. That is so cool. I see everywhere from 1 week to 1 year to 10 plus years and everywhere in between. Wow. A lot of you have joined us in the month of April.
So it's
very cool. In the last 30 days, I just want to say literally welcome to the family. Welcome to a family that is going to have your back. Mm-hmm. Welcome to a family that loves to work hard together. But also a family that loves to play hard together. In fact, about 2,500 of us, I know there's several thousand on this call, especially with the live stream. About 2,500 of us just got back from playing hard together because we worked hard together all of last year. And OptaVia sent us all on an all expense paid cruise.
Symphony of the Seas.
And it was so fun. Yeah. And, you know, we laughed together. A lot of times as a fellow coach, maybe you need your community to have your back or to get ideas or tips from. Other days, you're going to need that lifeline in your coach or your community to say, hey, can you pray for me? I'm going through something. And then the next day, we're celebrating you because you went seeing your coach last night or you signed up. Finally, your mom was ready to take their health to the next level. Whatever it is, you are not here by accident. You're part of a really cool community of people, a collective that doesn't compete, but we collaborate. We yeah. share ideas. We share, we implement, and we grow together. And so we're, you know, buckle up for the next 30 days. I so wish we would have, Dan and Megan, I don't know why we didn't think of this 5 or 7 years ago, but I never got this opportunity to have a 30-day clean start to where literally as a group, we're going to all go senior coach together. And I know some of you new coaches are like, what is senior coach? What is a senior coach challenge? Dan and Megan are explaining that, but Tia, we never got this.
No, we didn't.
And so we all get to like swim together these next 30 days, and it's going to be so cool. So we're glad you're here. You're in the right place. And Dan and Megan, I say we're ready to get this party started.
Yeah.
Awesome. So grateful for you guys. And just being some people who have been around for, we're getting close to a decade. I'll tell you, you know, the program brought us in, but I really think it was the community and the mission that kept us here. Mm-hmm. And so you are going to continue to find rooms, whether it be Zoom rooms or living rooms or, you know, conventions style rooms full of people who believe in this mission and believe in you. And so just give yourself a little pat on the back for being here, for showing up today, for investing in you. It probably took, you know, some structure, some resistance, some commitment to just be here. And so it's going to be worth it. We want this to inspire you, but also be really helpful. So let's jump in.
Yeah. And so, you know, the Zoom room is full. So direct people to the live stream. I did put the link in the chat. It's in the Senior Coach Challenge Facebook group. So send that. Oh, I put somebody else's name in there for some reason. Anyway, I'm trying to do too many things at once. If you're watching the recording, I want to say congratulations. First of all of you that are on live, a couple thousand between the Facebook and this, congratulations on being here. But if you had to work and you couldn't be on live, I want to congratulate you for catching this recording and really investing in yourself at the beginning of this next 31 days. So what is the Senior Coach Challenge? Here it is. Simply put, we tried to uncomplicate this as much as possible. It is, we are all going to go senior coach together over the next 31 days. Okay. Now, some of you are on here and you may not even know what senior coach is. So we're going to clarify that. It is real simple. Senior coach is Senior coach is five ordering entities within a calendar month. They've got to be new or reactivated if they haven't ordered in 6 months. But if you're a new coach, then of course you don't have any inactive clients. So five different clients is what we're saying. That's our goal over the next 31 days. If your connect did not say senior coach last month, you get a fresh, clean start. The goal is to make it say senior coach this month. That means if you've got, maybe you've got a couple clients you brought on last month, but you didn't quite get to senior coach. As long as you're taking good care of those clients and they reorder this month, then those two clients, I think I said it wrong. They don't have to be new clients. They just have to be new in the month, five ordering entities. So that being said, I already confused things. So if those two clients reorder this month, that does count. So for everybody else, you're starting fresh. So any reorders you have coming in don't count. Okay. So if you're brand new or you haven't reached senior coach yet, then you're just going to try to get connect to say senior coach. So orders coming back in from last month or previous months do count towards that. It's whatever connect says. But for everybody else, just to clarify, okay, if your connect said senior coach or higher last month, you are looking for five people's lives to impact this month. Five new people. And I consider a new person if they haven't ordered in 6 months and they're not engaged and they're not on their health journey, they need your impact. So those will count too. The way that you'll be able to track that is you'll be able to see that in the CSB Plus bonus. So by the way, you also get an extra 5% bonus, which is pretty cool. I did a post talking about how you can earn as a new coach. Did you know you can earn like $700 to $800 your first month with all the bonuses? And it was funny. Somebody sent me a message and say, hey, I think your math is wrong because I only got this. And what's funny is they had missed a bonus because there's so many bonuses that OptaVia does right now for new coaches and for existing coaches, but new. You got the client, the CAB bonus for new coaches. You've got the CSB bonus, the 3%, the 5%. You've got your FQV bonus. I don't know what it's called, your regular compensation. You get an extra 5% when you get to senior coach. Don't worry about it. If you're brand new, you get there. If you're in your first 3 months, it is about $750 or so. How cool is that? How many of you could use an extra $750 in your budget this month, right? Pretty cool. So anyway, so that's senior coach. We're all going to go senior coach again. We're going to do it together. And here's what's great. I know some of you guys are shooting for FIBC and some higher ranks. Well, one thing I love about this business is the only way we move forward in this business is by helping other people. So we did get some other questions. So if you've got coaches that are not part of this challenge, bring them in, because as you know, if you're a coach that's going for FIBC, if you know what that means, if you don't know what that means, just ignore me for a second. Why not help get five coaches into this challenge and go senior coach with you? And then that actually equates to you getting to your goal, which is pretty cool. So we have had a couple of questions. Somebody has asked, hey, can a new coach join after May 1st? And the answer is yes. As a matter of fact, even if you're a brand new coach, this is what we're challenging everybody to do. Go sponsor some new coaches and plug them into this challenge. Okay. It is going, like I said earlier, we're going to be focusing on three things: the mindsets, the skill sets, and the action that it takes to get to senior coach, our first rank. And you know what's so important about senior coach? It is the gateway to everything else that's available through OptaVia. Like you can't pass go. Like you have to go through senior coach. So we're going to take that first step together. So go find, who do you know that could use this gift? Who do you know that their life would be blessed by this? Go find them, bring them in, do a coach explore with them, have your coach, your mentors hop on with you. And I know some of you, if you're new, you're like, well, I can't bring on, and sponsor just means to bring on a new coach. We don't like the word recruit. So it's not like sponsoring, like you pay for them necessarily. So anyway, build your team, go give this gift away. And if you're concerned, like, well, I don't know how to train somebody, I'm not a leader yet, don't worry about it. You have two things in your favor right now. One, you have this challenge going on, which as long as you plug them into this, and they're on the weekly Zooms and they're in the Facebook group, they're going to be able to get to senior coach. They'll have all the tools that they need to be able to find the five people that need them. And that's what we're training over the next 31 days. And then the second thing is our mentorship model means that when you bring in a new coach, even if you're a brand new coach, you've got a team behind you that's going to help support that coach. I remember when we first started bringing coaches in, we were clueless. Some people might say we're still a little clueless, me a little more than Megan, but our mentorship, Eric and Raquel Hunsberger and Doug and Tia Wood, they jumped in to help us build up our team and do what we never could have done. So that means our new coaches that we brought on, they didn't just have our few months of experience where we were still learning a bunch of things. Now they had people with 5, 6, 10 years experience that were helping mentor them. Isn't our mentorship model cool? I love it. So, all right, listen, we're going to, any words before we bring on? Well, why don't you just introduce them?
Yeah, I'll bring them on.
Yeah.
All right, really excited because we wanted to talk about what is possible during these trainings. What happens when you actually commit 31 days and get into action. And so we want to bring on an incredible couple who has an incredible business. And you know what? They have not missed these trainings, these masterminds, boot camps, whatever you want to call them. So please help us welcome Andrew and Anna McGuire.
Hey, what's up, everybody? It is great to be with all of you today. And for the next couple minutes, I want to speak to new coaches and seasoned coaches for that matter. But I remember I started coaching in January of 2021. And at that point, when I became a coach, there was a boot camp similar to this. It wasn't this exact thing. So I'm really excited, but it was a boot camp. And I just made the decision, I'm going to commit to this thing and I'm going to go all in. And so here's my challenge and encouragement to you today. What if you just committed to the next 30 days? What if you said, I'm going to give this thing everything I have and just, we'll just see what happens. So here's some practical things. If you're taking notes, you can jot these down, but I want to give you three ideas of how you do that. Okay, so how do you commit? What did I do when I first started coaching to commit to the bootcamp, to see our business? I mean, it exploded. As a new coach, I was like, holy cow, this is actually possible. Like, this thing works. Mm-hmm. So here's the three things I did. Number one, you got to be coachable and teachable. Because truth is, as a new coach, I didn't know anything. And you may be on this call today thinking that, I don't know what I'm doing. I don't know how I got here, but I'm here. I would encourage you, stay committed to being coachable and teachable. Like, lock into these trainings, lock into the next few weeks. Number two would be lean into your mentorship team and follow the system. Guys, it works. Trust the process. Trust their direction, okay? It's like a path on the interstate. You're not on the interstate and all of a sudden you see an exit. Your GPS is telling you to go straight, but you're like, that exit, I think that's the better path. No, you're following the GPS. Like, stay locked into where your mentors are leading you. We followed the GPS, you know, not just, oh, that seems right to me, right? So, and then the third piece is give it all you got. Mm-hmm. You know, I told myself at that time, I was like, I'm going to do everything I can. We've got some big dreams for our family. So we're just going to see what happens and see if that can happen. See if these dreams can come to fruition. And I didn't want to look back and wonder after that boot camp, whenever I started coaching, what if I would have actually given it my all? And so put yourself in your future self. Hmm. Where do you want to be? Stay locked in over these next 30 days, show up, take notes, block out your calendar and get to work.
And I'm going to speak to the seasoned coaches for a minute. If you've been around for more than a couple of months, a couple of years, like Andrew said, we've been coaching just over 3 years. And you want to know what's right in front of me right now? A notebook. I have the notebook ready. If you've been around for a minute, you think, I know what's about to be said. I could train on these things myself. I'm going to get back to what Andrew just said. Are you coachable and teachable? Are you your own lid heading into this season? I was sending a voice message to a team of coaches yesterday, and I was saying, this is a new era of Optavia, and I'm so excited and ready to take a hold of all the new vision, all the new things moving forward. So guys, like, I love this book, What Got You Here Won't Get You There. What got you here won't get you there. Like, the attitude or the lids that you've placed. So you got to be coachable and teachable heading into the season. Do you have a notebook? We just moved a couple months ago and I found a binder with notes in it from all the different boot camps. I saw from when Audra Wellen shared or Corey Baker, and I was like, whoa, I applied these things. Mm-hmm. And then I guess what? I found notes from years later that were similar notes and I applied them again. So are you ready to hear this with fresh ears? Are you ready to be brand new to the process again? Because I'm telling you, we haven't missed a boot camp. We haven't missed a challenge or anything like that. This is it for us. This is ground zero where we really take ourselves, lead ourselves to the next level. Yep. So if you've been around for a minute, it's not your mentor's job to motivate you to get excited about this challenge. It is your responsibility to lead yourself to be coachable and teachable. So if you're a veteran, get out your notebook, get ready to get some nuggets, take some notes. All right. Love you guys.
So good. Andrew and Anna are incredibly coachable and humble. They have an absolutely thriving business. So when they speak, it's good to listen if you want to succeed. And you know what I love is they're focused on helping people. I love how they serve their team and they do it well. So I'm going to make a prediction here. If you understand our ranking and compensation plan, at the very top is a rank called Integrated Presidential Director. And I'm going to go ahead and call it now. Andrew and Anna will be reaching that rank in 2024. I already see it. They're that incredible. So, and they've spoken to how these type of challenges in groups have added to their success. It's supported their success. So you're already here though. We don't have to convince you to be here. So congratulations. And I know if some of you were like, 5 new clients, that's easy for me. Don't worry. We're going to talk to you about your goals in just a couple minutes before we're done. So the minimum goal for everybody is that senior coach 5, but we're going to also issue a challenge. So you want to get there quickly. We're going to show you how to get there. And then here's the deal. Serve these people well. We are not just selling health kits or selling food. We are serving people. So when you sign up to coach somebody, we make some promises to them, don't we? So that's part of this challenge is the people you bring on, you are committing to help them change their own life. Like that's what we're doing here. That's why we love OptaVia and being a part of this every day is we get to impact people's lives. I was on with a client yesterday who was crying on the phone because we were doing this exercise, this awakening exercise. And it was just like a moment happened. And not all my clients cry. Some of them do when I yell at them. I don't really yell at them, but it was just an incredible moment. And I was struck by how cool it is that we get to do this every day. Mm-hmm. So it's not just the front end trying to convince people and close people. We don't do that. We share and care, but it's also taking care of them on the back end. So you're going to hear a lot about how much it is all about people. So to open up that conversation for just a minute, and another top leader in all of OptaVia, probably the fastest growing leader in the company or one of them for sure. You're going to love her. Kristen Glass from the airport lounge, I think. I love seeing you on the road doing this. Kristen, take it away.
I love it. And you told me to raise my hand, but I think that was earlier. So I just, if you want to unraise my hand. Can y'all hear me okay? Can everybody hear me okay? So I'm in the children's lounge at the airport, and I'm thanking God for OptaVia right now because these chairs are teeny tiny that I'm sitting in. And you may hear some cartoons behind me, but Dan texted me a little bit ago and I said, hey, I'm actually in the airport on my way to my honeymoon, which we've kind of postponed for a little bit, but I said, absolutely. I want to come on. I want to share, and I want you guys to see people who are helping massive amounts of others do the work from airports, from carpool lines. And the reason we get to go on a honeymoon and income disclaimer is because I work my tail off, not for a rank, but for the people in my organization and for my clients. And early on, and I think Dan was one of the people who asked me this, they said, how did you hit, or tell us what you're doing to hit IPD? And I didn't really have an answer, y'all, because I honestly just wanted to help my clients. I just wanted to help my frontline coaches. I wanted to help my second line coaches. And to this day, I actually can't tell you exactly how many senior coaches I have at any moment, how many frontline EDs or how many frontline FIPICs, which is a freaking great problem to have because I am just committed to getting more. Because if I help them earn that rank, if I help that client get started, then what I'm looking for is on the other side of helping them get what they want. So just kind of a real-time story. Last night was my son's 12th birthday, and we celebrated, and then I get a text from one of my coaches who's a close friend who knows my kids, and she said, uh-oh, somebody down her line is one order away. Somebody pushed an order out. Well, I'm like, guys, I got to go help her. So I go in my office. I start working. Another coach calls, a coach who's on her way to presidential. And I said, and same thing happened, y'all. Who put a one in the chat if you've ever had a client push back an order that you were expecting, okay? Or one of your coaches push back an order. So I got sat down at my computer. I told both of them, give me 5 minutes, okay? Let me think through this. I thought through it and I thought, I'm putting a power post out, not to try to get them more clients, but to show them what a power post would be. A last minute, wham, bam, let's do this. I didn't need any more clients, but I want them to see what it's like. I ended up being in my office for about 2 hours and my kids came in and they said, Mom, what are you doing? Are you okay? And I said, yeah, I'm working. And they said, but you don't have to. And here's the reason they said that. My kids actually look at my app every single morning. They know exactly how many clients I have, how many coaches I have. They know what my rank is. They knew when I hit my rank. And I said, and that's a pro tip, guys. We will be accountable to our children before we're accountable to ourselves all day long. My 11-year-old asked me last month, why is your FQV 20% lower than it was this time last month? I was like, buddy, your mom is going to fix that. Just watch me. And I sure as hell did. Okay. So pro tip, have your kids in on your numbers. But when they said, why are you working? And you've already hit your rank. I said, yeah, but Jen and Monica and Jennifer and who was underneath her, Holly, haven't. And they said, oh, we got it. We'll see you when we see you. And I just texted Banks before this call. And I said, buddy, did me working on your birthday, did it hurt anything? And he said, no, because you working on your birthday helps me and helps all the other kids. Y'all, what you are wanting is on the other side of helping those clients get what they want. So if I said to you right now, I want you to put a one in the chat, if this makes you feel a little uncomfortable. If I said to you, if you're someone below senior coach, that you have to hit senior coach this month, does that make you feel a little uncomfortable? Or if I said to somebody that's above senior coach, you have to hit FIVIC this month, does that make you feel a little pressure, a little nervous, right? Well, first thing I want to say is the people most afraid of pressure are the people most capable of massive impact. Okay. No, that's a compliment. You know what you're capable of. You just don't want to do it. Now, second thing, I want you to put a two in the chat if this statement calms you down a little bit more. You have the opportunity to help someone start to create the life they want this month. Isn't that relaxing? That's what you get to do. You notice I didn't say, hey, guess what? Pam Moll, you have the opportunity to help someone hit IPD this month. Nope, because you ain't going to do it. You have the opportunity to have someone say yes to their health journey this month. Y'all, if you just focus on helping other people, the rank will come. The reason we hold back from helping other people is ego. It's what will they think? What if I fail? Y'all, there's no failure. There's just growth. I'm going to leave everybody with a quick quote from Joanna Mitchell that completely changed my life and changed my coaching. And I can post this in our group too. The reason you guys hold back from going all in has nothing to do with you feeling selfish. This isn't the Joanna part, but just hold on. It has nothing to do with you feeling like a failure. I'm sorry. The reason that you don't go all in is that you're afraid of other people perceiving you as a failure. You already feel like a failure in a lot of stuff. I know I do, but I don't want other people to see me that way. That's why I hold back. That's why you hold back. Worrying about what other people think, this is the Joanna, worrying about what other people think is selfish. Love people radically without regard for how you might be interpreted because you cannot control that. The meaning people put to your actions is about them, not about you. I might as well be getting judged for radically loving people. I might as well be getting judged for helping people create what they want rather than sitting back and playing safe at home and doing nothing because I am going to get judged either way. What you are wanting is on the other side of helping other people get what they want. And y'all, I'm going to tell you, success leaves clues. Anna talked about her notebook. I travel every single place I go with a notebook because I know every training I am going to learn something. So thanks for letting me join, Dan. Y'all have an awesome call.
Wow. Thanks, Kristen. You always bring such value and such authenticity. Love your big heart and your Southern way of saying it, but still speaking some truth right to our faces. So I love that. Happy honeymoon. So enjoy yourself. So if you've been around OptaVia for very long at all, and some of you are new, so you haven't, we have these incredible transformational leadership habits. And I hope that maybe even Google those at some point or whatever, but they're really awesome. But there's this one and it says, embrace the obstacle as the way. Embrace the obstacle as the way. Because what happens is we get on Zooms like this, or we get around people that get us dreaming, asking what we want. We start to believe that something's possible. Anyone just love a good fresh Monday or a good fresh first day of the month, right? Because you feel like, okay, hey, what's done is done. And I get to start over today. Like May is mine for the taking. And we have that desire. We have the wish, the dream. Hopefully you've turned it into a plan, right? With a commitment back that plan up with a commitment. But then what happens is we end up coming across some resistance, right? We set out to do the plan. We set out to do the thing. We're like, we're going senior coach, whatever it takes. And then you get what? Met with resistance, either like you go to post and chaos is happening. You know, you get the babysitter because you're going to actually go do some business building activities and the sitter is sick, your kid is sick, something happens, right? There's going to be some things you need to maneuver, okay? Because every time you make a new commitment, there's inevitably some obstacles that you have to decide. But the one I want to share talk about today is the one that most of us deal with. And that is that we are our own biggest obstacle. Mm. Okay. It's not always the external stuff that really gets in the way. It's the internal stuff that's in our head and our heart that often keeps us from really showing up at a higher level. Because if I can just kind of give the minimum, then it doesn't feel as bad if I fail or don't meet my goal. But if I go all in and I really try, well, that feels scary. Some of us are afraid of failure. Some of us are afraid of success. What's that going to require of me to help 5 people? What's it going to require of my time, of my energy, right? You go to do a vulnerable post and you're like, oh, I don't know. I don't know if I can do that. And it gets easier to copy and paste and check the boxes. But can I just encourage you? I want to, and you know, we're kind of like real talk type people, and we're trying to be super aware that this is a Zoom, that we want you to feel really excited and energized around. And so I actually had a little bit of like a wave of emotion come on me as I was thinking about this morning, because sometimes we're really hard on ourselves. And so when I want you to think about this for a second, but like embrace the obstacle as the way. You might need to embrace yourself and give yourself a little love and compassion. Okay. Not guilt and condemnation and shame, because you haven't shown up in the way that you want to, or you've not done what you know you're capable of. Like that kind of doesn't motivate you. It doesn't give you the momentum and the breath of fresh air to keep you going. This is a new, fresh month. Okay. I want you to honor yourself for the version of you that got you here today, because you're here.
Yeah.
Okay. They oftentimes, she, him, they did the best that they could with what they had. Now we have more tools. We have more opportunities, and it is time to go and serve other people. And when I begin to get in my own way, I often have to look in the mirror and remind myself, stop making this about you. Stop making this about you. Your post doesn't have to be perfect. You don't have to worry. There's going to be dumb people who say dumb things, because welcome to the world. They love living behind a computer. Okay. Those aren't the people we're here to serve. But we don't want to let ourselves, like, we don't want to hold ourselves back from getting out and making the impact, because what we have changes lives. And I want to recognize that, you know, feelings, they're indicators, they're not dictators. Okay. So fear may be what we fear. Okay. Wait, fear is what we feel, but brave is what we do. Mm. Fear is what we feel, but brave is what we do. Just because you feel something, you can acknowledge the fear, you can talk yourself through it, and then you can go, hey, you're making that about you. Okay. Because every time I've helped somebody do a vulnerable post and really put their story out there and do something a little bit scary and a little bit bold and a lot uncomfortable, and then they see the impact that it makes and the connection they can gain with other people through that vulnerability, oh my gosh, they're like, that was so worth it. So I want to encourage you, as you step out to do these things and as you are met with resistance, please know that there is nothing that should stand in the way between you and your purpose of living out your health out loud, of creating the life that you want, of helping others do the same, because your purpose and this mission is too important to let any of those things get in the way. So meet yourself with a little bit of compassion, but call yourself a little bit higher. Tell yourself, hey, we got this, because we're going to thank the old version that got us here, but we're going to turn our head towards the future version of us that is calling us onward. And we're going to accept the invitation to step out. Who's accepting that invitation to say, I'm stepping into the higher version of myself. I'm going to start embodying that today. I'm going to lead from the future and act in the now, which is another one of our habits, right? I'm leading from the future. I'm acting in the now, and I'm going to get out of my own way and serve other people on this mission.
I love seeing all the me's in the chat. And the reason for this Zoom today, I know some of you are like, hey, when are we going to get to the training? Okay, when am I going to learn something? One of the most important things for you to learn first is that you are capable of achieving this, and that you absolutely can achieve this if you want to. There's too many people in businesses like this, and specifically in this business, that think there is a factor of luck around whether or not you succeed and how high you go in this business. Now, I think maybe on the timeline, I think there's luck. There could be some luck involved. You happen to find somebody. But at the end of the day, we are in complete control, especially at this level, to reach senior coach. And here, I'll prove it to you. Okay, let's get this straight. And this is gonna be your training for today. Okay, and then we're gonna be done. Give us 5 more minutes on this kickoff Zoom. We just didn't want to waste the first 6 days of the month, which is time you can be connecting with new people before we get to the first Zoom on the first Monday night. Okay, so that's why we're doing this, to get everybody rolling and get the foundation laid. So I'm gonna prove to you that you absolutely can reach senior coach in the next 31 days. First of all, how many of you believe that? Like genuinely, let me see, where's the chat? There it is. How many of you are doubtful that that is possible for you? Put a 2 in the chat. How many of you are here because you want to hang out with everybody, but you know there's no way in heck that you're going to get to senior coach? You're going to find 5 new people. Put a 3 in the chat. let's make it real, right? Let's put it all out there. I see some 3s floating through there. I appreciate that. Okay, now let me ask you this question. If I were to offer you $1 million on June 1st, if you found 5 new people to impact, or you reached senior coach for the first time, how many of you would be able to do that? Now, I want you to think about this. You can say in the chat or not, but like, what is the percent of chance that you would do that? I guarantee the percent of chance just went up from when I asked the first time, right? Another idea, what if somebody stole one of your children, right? And the only way they could return, I mean, you don't get to pick a child. If you're one, you're like, hey, they can have that one. Sometimes I feel that way about some of my kids. But anyway, but if your children were in danger, and the only way to get your child out of danger was for you to go find 5 new people and reach, I don't know in what world that would even be a thing or that would be the scenario. But if it was, you know what I can guarantee? 100% of the people, there's about 1,000 on here. There's about 800 on the live right now. There'll probably be another 1,000 or 2,000 watching the recording. So 3,000 or 4,000 of you, if one of those two things was on the line, either harm to one of your children or maybe $1 million payout at the end, I think the percentage, what do you think the percentage of people in this group would be that would achieve that goal? What do you think the percentage of people in this group? Yeah, I mean, I don't know if it would actually be 100. You know, there's always people that no matter what you do, you cannot help them, get to their goal. But that's not who we're talking to. But it would be pretty dang close to 100%. Yeah. And the ones that didn't get there, do you know why they would have not got there? And here's a little plug for staying engaged in the communication flow. It's because they didn't get the message or see the post that they would get $1 million if they reached there by the end of the month. Okay. Right. All right. So yeah. Okay. So 100% of the people, 99.9% of the people would do it. Now, let me ask you, what's the percentage chance that you could do it? If it was only you in the scenario and you had to get there, what's the percentage chance from 0 to 100%? Okay. So we just proved that you do have the ability to do it, right? Well, what happened to luck? What happened to, if the people come to me? What happened to, if I find the right people, or if the algorithms, what happened to all those things? Like, how could you put 100%? You mean you're absolutely in control of whether or not you get to senior coach, you reach 5 new people if it was important enough to you? How many of you just had a light bulb go on in your head? You absolutely are in control. There is a path to get there. And it's not luck. It's not chance. It's 100% on you if you want to make it happen. Will it take some hard work? Yeah, a lot of it. Will it take plugging into these Zooms and really staying engaged in this challenge and it not just being some little thing on the side? Yeah. Will it take connecting with your mentorship and asking questions when you hit an obstacle you don't know how to get by? Yeah. But you have the power to do that. And we wouldn't be doing this if we didn't believe in you specifically to be able to accomplish this. How awesome would it be if 100% or 90% of this group reach senior coach? You know, I'm a big dreamer. I'm a crazy dreamer. And I'm just, you know, one of my goals right now is I would like to see more, and I'm talking to new coaches now, or people that have not been senior coach, or you haven't been senior coach in a while. What if we had more new senior coaches this month? There's close to 5,000 people that are part of this challenge. Okay. What if we had more new senior coaches created than ever in the history of OptaVia? There's enough people in this group to make that happen. There's enough people that you all know, if you went out and sponsored some more coaches and plugged them in, to make that happen. How cool would that be? And you see, I'm not afraid of not reaching a goal like that. It's a great goal and it's fun as heck to go after it. And it causes me to work harder and be excited about the journey. Whether or not it happens is irrelevant to me. It's the journey that we're on. So here we go. I'm going to walk you through the four steps. I was going to call them the four W's, but then I realized one of them is H's. So it just totally completely threw me off. But there is a W in it. All right, here it is. Here's your training segment. 3 minutes. That was a long 5 minutes, right? Here it is. Okay, here's how you're going to get there. You got to think about the what, the why, the who, and the how.
Yeah.
The what we've already defined. That is the minimum five senior coaches. But I want to ask you, maybe that is your goal, but five people that you're going to serve, five new clients. But I want to ask you, leaders in here, what are some other goals you have with your team members that are in here? Are your goals just about you achieving that goal? Or are your goals about anybody that has a coach that's on your team that's in here? Part of your goal, I suggest making it about helping them achieve their goal too. That's when this whole thing works. So the what is setting a goal. We set a minimum goal, but I want to challenge you. If you know that, you know, Dave and Chantel Goff brought on 28 new or reactivated clients in the month of March. Okay. I think a goal of five would be them, you know, sitting by the pool every day in the month of May and not doing anything in this business, because the work it requires to get 27 or 28 means there's going to be fish jumping into their boat in the month of May. So I want to ask you this question. Does your goal, and if our goal that we set for you, the minimum, doesn't do this, then I want to encourage you to set a stretch goal. Here's the question. Does your goal have enough power to move you to a place where you otherwise wouldn't have gone? Does your goal have that power? And it's a sweet spot, because if it's too low, it gives you permission to mail it in and skate. And sometimes we don't set a goal that's high because we want the option of not having to put our whole heart into it. We want the option of not having to get too uncomfortable. We want the option of not having to push too hard.
Yeah.
And sometimes we set the goal too high because it's what we want eventually. But we also know, I'm not going to reach that this month. Eventually, I'm going to get it. So we have a high goal. Neither one of those two goals pushes you to accomplish more than you might have otherwise accomplished.
Mm.
So does your goal do that? Set a goal that will stretch you this month. For many of you, if you're a new coach, I'll tell you, it's senior coach. That's the gateway to everything. Well, what happens if you reach senior coach by the 15th of the month? What if you're really, I mean, all the stuff you're going to learn in here would make that very possible. Maybe by the 10th of the month, heck, maybe by the 5th of the month, maybe before our first Monday night Zoom, that we're going to have some senior coaches in here. Well, what then? You just chill the rest of the month? Well, I suggest you set another stretch goal. So you're not watching everybody else engaged in this challenge, having fun, and you're sitting on the sidelines because you already reached it. So be willing to adjust your goal up if you get there sooner than you thought, because if you have the right level of belief and you put in the actions that you're going to learn on this challenge, you will get there quicker than you think. Okay, number two. I was going to say start with why, because that's a great book. But I already started with what, so I can't say that. But you have to be in touch with your why. And I want to encourage you, I'm not going to spend any time on this, but the why, get in touch. We talk about that all the time. What's your why for this month, for this challenge, for the next 31 days? Are you in tune with that? And then once you write that down, ask, why is that important to you? To dig a little bit deeper. There's a video, we're going to post it in the challenge group. It's of Dean Graziosi. It's called Seven Levels Deep. So and it's an incredible exercise on, and this is the exercise I was doing with a client yesterday who was crying, because it's an incredible exercise to get deep under the surface into your why. So I know you, hopefully you have an overall why of why you're doing this business and some things you want to eventually achieve. But what's your why for this month? Why are you going to, remember when I gave you your why, you know, your kids were going to get harmed or you were going to get $1 million. Do you see how much easier that made the task? So what's your why that's going to drive you? Everything we do as humans, we do to avoid pain or to gain pleasure. Mm. I want you to look at everything you do today. And it's going to be in one of those categories. It's just, it's what drives us. I don't want to experience this, or I do want to experience this. So what are you going to have in place that's going to force you to engage? And I know, listen, we say all in, and Andrew McGuire's an all in guy. And he's like, got to go all in. And I love that. That's how I am. I'm having to tone down my intensity. Believe it or not, this is toned down intensity for me. If you're not having fun, you're doing it wrong. And I remember I wouldn't have necessarily wanted to be pushed hard at the beginning. I was just learning the ropes and I just wanted to help some people. And it wasn't about the ranks and it wasn't about the money. And it's still not to this day. And my coaches, Eric and Raquel Hunsberger, helped us set this foundation of enjoying this and serving people and helping people. So make sure you're having fun while you're doing this. But what's going to push you to not just have fun, but also do the work? So get in touch with your why. The third part, the who, you got to move to who. And we're going to talk more about this, but start creating your list if you don't. I'm going to tell you how we built our entire business. And there's different ways to do this. So your organization has a system for this. If not, I mean, we got some videos floating around on how to do this, some trainings. We may even do a special training before Monday. We might make this part of Monday. I don't know, but you should have a list that you're working from. That's the who. Who are you? Whose life are you going to impact? If you're a relatively new coach, you've probably already sat down and you've written down 10 to 15 people that are on your heart, maybe 5 people, maybe 20 people that you're going to reach out to, maybe do some practice calls if your organization does that, or maybe just start interacting on social media. But the way we built our entire business, and anytime somebody with a business that's the size of ours says that, it's a good time to listen up. The system that we were taught that still works to this day, the coaches that do this have success, is we started out creating a list of 100 people that we were going to interact with, that we were going to focus on. We were going to focus on connecting with and building a relationship with during each month. So we had a list of 100 people. I know some of you do the A to Z commenting as a way to get people on your list. There's lots of great strategies out there. It's not, listen to me, when we say list, please do not go and just add random friends that Facebook suggests. Facebook doesn't know what they're talking about. I suggest you add this friend or this person's friends with this person. If your Facebook friend list and your conversations list is filled with people that you don't know and they don't know you, you're going to have a rough time getting to your goal, any goal in this business. So start early and lay the foundation of, you know, the A to Z commenting, I appreciate, because it's a way to go in and see who pops off the page, who really needs my help, that then you can then add to your hundreds list. But the point is, we would make a list by the first of the month, 100 people, and then we would start 15 conversations or interactions per day for the first 7 days of the month. And we did that for months and months and months. And then we had the last 3 weeks where we were working all those interactions. They weren't necessarily all conversations, but we would interact on their page. We would say hello. We would comment or like their profile picture. So we made some type of connection and tried to move that connection into a relationship. When we say conversations, we're not saying send a message and ask somebody if they want to join your health program, or even send a message to say, hey, what's up? They get it. This day, they get it. If they haven't heard from you, they don't know who you are. And you're like, hey, what's up? You're immediately skeptical, right? Like that's, as my kids would say, that's sus. I don't know if they say that anymore, but they used to. Suspect, okay? So connect with people. There's ways to do that. And social media is a great way. How do you get people to come and look at your profile page, be the algorithm. And we're going to train on that a little bit, but start with who, who's on your list. Start to create that list. If you haven't yet, check with your mentorship for resources. Many of you here know exactly what that list is and how to create it. And I want to challenge you to get that done before the end of the day, whether it's 5 people on that list or it's 100 people on that list, start making connections with people before we get to Monday night. Okay, deal. And then after the who is the how. Right? What are the skill sets? How do I do all this? And we'll be talking about mindset throughout the week. One thing we can't do for you is action. That's on you. But the learning the skill sets to be able to know the action to do, that's what this challenge is going to be all about. So the more you plugged in to the content that's flowing in the Facebook group, to the weekly Zooms or recordings, if you miss the live Zoom or the live stream in the Facebook group, the more you plug in, the better you will be at the skill sets, the more effective your action will be. So you're going to learn the how, you're going to learn the who, we're going to walk you through that. You're getting in touch with the why and the what. You're going to set your goal and make that clear and write it down somewhere. Any last closing words?
No, let's do this. I'm ready. You guys ready? I think they are.
I think they're ready. All right. Well, hey, that's it. We are kicked off. We are officially started. So let's rock and roll. Let's have a blast. Let's interact in the Facebook group. And when you reach senior coach, we're going to have a way for you to report that. So stay tuned. If you happen to get there before we have that active, then let us know. Send me a message or your mentorship a message. Let's have fun, guys. Remember, we're out here impacting lives. Thank you to Doug and Tia, to Kristen, to the Maguires, and to my lovely wife, Megan. And everybody for jumping on today. We'll see you in the Facebook group. Otherwise, we'll see.